Hi, everyone. I'm Merrill Reese, and welcome to Old School All 22, a unique look at a moment or a game in Eagles history that we can relive through coaches' tape where you see all 22 players. And once again, my partner in the broadcast booth, Mike Quick, is here to analyze that game. And Mike, this week the Eagles are playing the Bears, and of all the games against the Bears over all the years, the one that regretfully stands out most clearly in my mind is one that was least clear that day, 1988, the Fog Bowl.
It wasn't very clear for any of us, and particularly guys on the field like myself who had to run down the field and find Randall Cunningham in all that fog and try and find the football. A very difficult game, but it's one of those games that you'll always remember, and for the wrong reasons. The fog rolled in, and a team that was really good, really efficient at throwing the ball down the field, we couldn't throw the ball down the field because of that fog.
But they did connect with number 82, namely you, on one apparent touchdown that was called back.
There were several plays in this game that I thought early in the game could have made a difference in the outcome of the game. Several of them that we thought we had but got called back we didn't have. Let me show you a perfect example of one of these plays that could have changed the outcome of the game. Down 7-0 in the first quarter, the Eagles had the ball deep in Chicago's territory thanks to a Seth Joyner interception. On 3rd and 13, Randall Cunningham lined up in his shotgun with four receivers split out wide. He took the snap, dropped back, and scrambled away from the pressure, forcing a throw to his right. The pass bounced off of a Chicago defender, floating in the air right to Chris Carter, who knocked the ball right into my hands for what should have been a touchdown to tie the game. But the touchdown wouldn't count. Instead, the play came back because of a holding penalty in the backfield by fullback Anthony Toney against linebacker Mike Singletary. The Eagles were forced to kick a field goal, and instead of tying the game up, Chicago maintained a lead that they never let go of, as the Bears went on to win the game 20-12.
Mike, I will always believe that was Buddy Ryan's best team.
Yeah.
And that had the fog not rolled in, that team would have beaten the Chicago Bears. And that was the team with the capability of going to the Super Bowl.
We had so much firepower on offense, and we knew that we could throw the ball down the field against their defense. And we scored some touchdowns early in the game. I mentioned when they got called back. There was also one right into the hands of Keith Jackson in the end zone that he dropped. A very reliable guy, but he dropped that one in the end zone. That really hurt, but the fact that we couldn't get the ball down the field, Chris Carter was on one side, Mike Quick, Keith Jackson, Anthony Toney out of the backfield, Keith Byers. We had a lot of firepower, not to mention all the talent that we had on the defensive side of the ball. I agree with you. That was Buddy Ryan's best team, best defense, and best opportunity to win a Super Bowl in Philadelphia.
Old School All-22 is presented by Santander.